If you're not listening to the Smoke World Podcast, you're wasting your time, you mortal. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of Smoke World. I'm your host, Stone. So go grab that stick. Go grab a glass, whatever you're drinking. Let's sit back and have that conversation. Today will be me and you. If that's okay with you. I'm going to give you a little breakdown on my experience at the PCA. This is going to be my PCA diary, and I'm going to share it with you. So let me light up my cigar. Okay, so today I'm going to be smoking on The Filthy Hooligan by Alec Bradley. See, I'm confused about that. Did Alec Bradley, I thought they sold the company Bork. Hold on. I thought Scandinavian bought Alec Bradley. But what do I know? That's none of my business beyond my pay grade. But nonetheless, Filthy Hooligan, Barber Pole, Candela. Looks pretty good. Let's get this thing lit. All right, hold on a second, gang. Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Got a cup of coffee. This is a cup of coffee type of episode today. Just grab a cup of coffee. I won't hold you long, I promise. Just going to share my experience with the PCA. All right, let's start from the beginning. First of all, I'm going to educate you. If you're going to go to Vegas in March, just know you're going to spend out your ass. The most expensive time to go to Vegas is March. I found that out after the fact. You got NASCAR, March Madness, a bunch of conventions. And to add that, we have Vegas in the month of March has the longest amount of sun during the day. Okay, who cares? But obviously, rooms, hotels, food, flight, all that is very expensive in March. Now, my last experience with the PCA was in 2022. Great time. Had my buddy Ray go down with me. So Ray's going to go with me in 2024 along with another individual. Now, Ray is in Vegas, probably more than me at this moment, So Ray is like, listen, when it comes to the hotel, don't worry about it. I got to connect. We're going to be good. Bet. So what do? I immediately go looking for my flight. Smoking, calm down. So, damn, these flights are expensive as hell. God damn. Okay, that one. What airline? Let's try this airline. Let's try this. Let's try that. That the right price? Whoa. Oh, okay. Here's one. Okay, I got one. Oh, I can work with this price. Oh, it's a red eye coming back when I need to go to work the next day. I can't do that. That's going to get me back in town on the day I'm supposed to be at work. That can't work. No wonder that's that price. I'm looking. Boom. I'm stuck. They got me. Meaning, no matter where you go, whether it be Bootleg Spirit, Bootleg Southwest, Bootleg American, Delta, all of them bootleg because they rob you, you're going to pay off the ass. They got me. So, I booked my flight. We're moving on to about a month away from the PCA, which is in March. Ray, my buddy. Yo, what's the deal with the hookup? With the rooms? How are we looking for the hotel? What do we look like? Oh, man. My man said he can't do anything. It's way too busy. He can't get any rooms, no hookups, no discount. Oh, damn. Okay. Plan B. We're going to have to start looking for some stuff. Now, mind you, it's Vegas. So, I'm out there on a mission. Now, you can find a room if you want to pay $450, to $500 a month. I mean, for a night. And yeah, that's not going to be me. I'm not there for that. I'm there for a reason. I'm there at the PCA. So I'm looking for something reasonable. And for those who are listening, smiling and smirking, tell my Stone, you's a cheap bastard. I am frugal. If I can get something worth $500 for $200, I'm your guy. So don't be mad at me. I like nice things just like you guys and girls. But I don't want to have to spend that if I can get a deal. Okay, I'm a deal guy. So move forward. He sends me a text. He being Ray. Yo, I found a spot. They only got so many rooms available. We need to jump on it now. Okay. He sends it to me. Sends me the link. I'm looking. Okay. 10 rooms left. Oh, smack. Oh, well, let me hurry up. Put my credit card out on my cell phone. Make a reservation. Bloop, bloop. Then he sends me, hey, did you book it yet? I respond, I'm doing it now. Okay. I'm locked in. Got my confirmation. Send him a text. Yo, done. Did you book yours? His response was, no, I'm still looking. Huh? I should have known right then, people. I was set up from the beginning. He don't book this hotel. No, he's still looking. But he got me to book it as if we were going to be staying at this place. And this place I'm going to name. Circus Circus. I heard of the hotel. I had never been there. I was in Vegas many times and stayed at many hotels in Vegas. Never stayed at Circus Circus. So I knew nothing about it one way or the other. Mind your business. Because I know somebody's saying, yeah, all you got to do, Stone, is go to Yelp or review hotel reviews. Yeah. Okay. Mind your business. This mofo booked some other hotel because now he's bringing his wife. So you know how that. I'm not coming with wifey. I'm coming on a PCA cigar convention mission. So he books. I don't even remember the hotel. I guess it was nice because we're going to fast forward the story a little bit because I'm already at the Circus Circus. I'm checking in. Like I said, on its face, basic hotel, didn't have any coffee maker. I was like, oh, you don't even got no carrot? There's no coffee maker here? They gonna have, okay, all right, that's a basic. I'm on a mission. I'm only here to go to sleep. I'm not sitting here on vacation, looking out the window, looking for the waves to crash. I'm not doing that. So, here's the gangster, guys. I check in on Thursday. My roommate comes in Thursday. He's got a rental car. We hang out, have a good time, have some drinks, have some smokes. I return back to the hotel. This is where it gets good. Back to Circus Circus. I come back. I come through the lobby, and there's this long-ass line of people. And I'm like, oh, man, what's going on? It's a show, but they have luggage. So I'm like, okay, what are they doing? Bear with me. What are they doing? I'm going to the elevators. And this is when I realize that all these people with the luggage are waiting in line to get on the elevator. Yes, there is a line with about 100 people waiting to get on the elevator. This is when I really knew I fucked up. I'm at the Walmart of fucking hotels. And I'm trying to be a nice guy. But I'm not going to wait in this line. I don't have no bags. I checked in at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's 9 o'clock at night now. I mosey right around the front. And you always got your somebody. Excuse me, sir. There's a line. I really want to say, lady, if you don't mind your business and leave me alone, because this is when my attitude changed. This is when I knew Ray set me the hell up. Then, let's go, folks. Then, the next morning, okay? Now, this is the first time I'm going to see Ray for the PCA. He's going to pick me up because now he has a rented car, so he's going to take me to the convention center. So, you know how it is. It's morning, 3 hours difference from Eastern Standard Time. I'm awake. I'm having a cup of coffee, having a smoke, chilling. Hey, man, what time are you going to be here? We'll be there 9 o'clock, 9:30, whatever time it was. No problem. Now, I don't know nothing about nothing. I haven't ventured out to find the lay of the land. I know I got dropped off in the front, or at least the side of the building. That's all I know. So I'm going to meet you up on the side. That's all I know. I tell him that. Okay. I'm taking a puff. Calm down. He calls. Hey, where you at? I said, I'm at the, it says hotel registration and drop offs. I'm over here. That's all I can tell you. Are you out front on the strip side? No, I'm pretty sure. No, this is not the strip side. I don't even know how to get to the strip side, buddy. This is my first day, so I don't know how to get there. Can you just follow the signs for hotel registration? Well, meet us on the strip side. Bro, I just told you I don't really feel like doing that much explore. Okay. Okay, no problem. So, we find each other. Now, there's a carload of people with them because they got their spouses. I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't know anybody was bringing a wife. Okay. And then they're going to start talking shit. Oh, yeah, Stone, you in the hood. You know, I really wanted to say because Ray, the guy who told me to book the hotel, I didn't say it, though, because of... Ladies was in the car. I want to say, you rat bastard. Now you want to talk shit. But you told me to book this hotel. Tell me, did I book it yet? We need to book it. I digress. That's my hotel situation. And every night, that same line, when I came back to the hotel, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, the line was 100 plus deep to get on the elevator. This was the ghettoest hotel. Yes. So if you go on to Vegas, do not, I repeat, do not go to Circus. When I say this was the Walmart of all the hotels, all these kids running around, I'm like, what? And again, I know. You're going to say, Stone, what's the name of the hotel? It's called Circus, brother. Who you think's going to be there? I don't know too many adults looking for a fucking Circus, Stone. Yeah, well, you know, mind your business. All right, let's get to the convention. Friday was a nice day. We got to sit back, watch a couple films, smoke some sample cigars, Padron, La Aurora. And he did a nice little special with Pete Johnson, like a little docu-series, 90-minute film, which was great. I don't know. I think it's going to YouTube. I believe it may be on YouTube. Maybe if you type in Pete Johnson, kind of Y Hey Cigars, it may come up. So Saturday is our convention day where we actually get to walk the floors, meet all the cigar vendors. Now, let me say this to my media people. Depending on your size, how do I want to say it? I'm going to say the word following or your presence on social media, YouTube. Some of these vendors were assholes. I'm going to be straight up. Most of them were not. Let me be real. The majority were not. They were very friendly, very welcoming. But then you had a few who were assholes. They look at your badge because our badge states that we're media. And don't get me wrong. As a vendor, you're there to make money. You're there to make money. I can't be mad at that. But they see your badge as media. Then they kind of walk away from you. You're like, hey, how you doing? Oh, hey, how you doing? And walk away. Yeah, real assholes. But they're the same people who want you to push and market their product for you. Get the out of here, you asshole. I ain't doing that. But like I said, that's the minority, not the majority. So, Saturday, great time, moving around. Then there's an announcement being made over the loudspeaker.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Tyson will be in the building at 3 p.m.
Ooh, Mike Tyson. Okay. Now, if you're not familiar, Mike Tyson and Gurkha Cigars have connected. Gurkha Cigars is making a cigar for Mike Tyson. If you're like me, you're thinking, Mike Tyson? Cigars? I don't see it. Mike Tyson is a weed man. Mike Tyson has a weed company. Mike Tyson has edibles. I don't see Mike Tyson as a cigar guy. Maybe that's just me, but what do I know? Anyway, I got the opportunity to ask the owner of Gurkha, how did this collab come about? In my humble opinion, he caught an attitude when I asked him that. He kind of got snippy, snappy. Pause. Gurkha Cigars. George Floyd. Black Lives Matter movement. Gurkha Cigars throwing the Black Lives Matter movement came out and said something, street terms, a little gangster. Should have kept their mouth shut, stayed in their lane maybe, and mind their business. But they didn't. So with that being the case, they kind of pushed away a large amount of the black smokers from that company. Okay? Fast forward. Somebody's thinking at Gurkha, how do we get in good graces with the black community again? Now, I don't know who came up with the idea. According to the owner now of Gurkha, he said that Mike Tyson's people came to him and asked, could Gurkha make a cigar for Mike Tyson? Okay, great. I'm in the thought process of, you looking for somebody influential in the black community for cigars, but Mike ain't the guy. I love Mike. I'm a big fan of Mike. But I don't think cigars and then think Mike Tyson, or think Mike Tyson and think cigars. But what do I know? But what do I know? Anyway, Mike shows up. He comes in. He's slim. Man, Mike's slim down. He's ready for this fight. This fight that's coming up, Mike is, he probably dropped a good 20 pounds. He comes in. Of course, the crowd goes wild. They're following Mike to the Gurkha booth. Mike goes over, takes a seat. Now, there's a line of about a few hundred people already to take a picture with Mike. Now, honest, I wasn't going to do all that. I was, okay, yeah, I'm not doing that. I love Mike. Not getting no long line to just take a picture. It's not going to happen. And he only stayed for about 15 minutes, really. So most of the people, 99% of them, didn't get a chance to take a picture. So Mike's leaving. He's got an entourage or police, groupies, whomever. What's funny about this story is I posted on Instagram the video and a picture that I took of Mike Tyson while he's walking out of the convention center. He has a cigar. Okay? He's not holding a cigar in his hand. He don't have people carrying a cigar. Mike Tyson has a cigar pinned in his ear as if it was a cigarette. Now, since we're family, Smoke World listeners, I really wanted to holler. I really did. I punked out though. It was Mike Tyson. You know how he can get. He can snap out. You know, you never know. I really wanted to say, "Yo, Mike, yo, that's not a cigarette, bro. Get that shit from behind your ear." I really wanted to holler that. But I ain't gonna get punched in the mouth and become a news story. Stone got punched in the mouth by Mike Tyson in Las Vegas. So, I'm out of my business. But I did post it on Instagram. But I did say I punked out on Instagram. I put the picture up and I put on there. I punked out. Because I did. I don't want that smoke. Mike still look like he got some skills. If you get punched by Mike, it's not going to be a good day for you. All right, let's move to Sunday, folks. Sunday, a great day at the PCA. Again, we walked around. That was an opportunity for us to go get a lot of the interviews that's going to be on YouTube. And I got the link. But better yet, I can tell you, go to YouTube. You type in Smoke World Stone. Don't ask me. I don't make this stuff up. This is what comes up. This is how you find the videos. YouTube, Smoke World Stone is where you'll find a lot of the videos that we got to sit down or conversate with a lot of the major brands, major players in the cigar industry. Like I said, I told you folks, just going to be me and you. My cigar has actually went out. Again, just a reminder, I'm smoking the Hooligan. Actually, the Filthy Hooligan. Alec Bradley, Barber Pole. Hold on a second, people. Hold on. Here we go. Yeah, so not a bad smoke. Medium body. Earthy to me. I'm only on the second third of it. But nonetheless, Sunday, like I was saying, you go to YouTube, Smoke World Stone. You type that in YouTube, you're able to find the videos. What else did I want to tell you guys about this whole scenario? Let me look at my notes. I got some notes here. My first opportunity to eat an In-N-Out burger, which was awesome. Really great burger. That place was busy as hell. I think they got more workers there than they do at Chick-fil-A. And they're much quicker. Much faster with the service. Let's see, I got some notes here. Again, folks, I hope your eyes didn't roll over. I just wanted to kind of share a little bit inside of, you know, my experience at the PCA 2024. This wasn't no exciting podcast. This was a coffee, you know, I ain't got shit to do. Let me listen to Stone talk some dumb shit podcast. So forgive me. I still love y'all. Okay? I got Mike King, who's going to be a guest. He's a broker. And a lot of folks think they know what terms mean, but he's a broker in the cigar business. He's going to come on and talk about pricing, which is a big thing. I've been saying that for a little while. But like I said, you know, can't make folks come and schedule, you know, in this conflict of scheduling. But we do have a date with Mike. He's going to talk about pricing and how the brokering side of cigars work and exactly what he does. So with that being the case, folks, that's all. I mean, that's all. Like they say on TV, that's all, folks. So, again, if you're interested in following me, you can do where? What? Instagram, Smoke World Podcast. Email, stone at smokeworldpodcast.com. Website, smokeworldpodcast.com. And I have the Facebook page. I've seen folks starting to come out. Facebook page, Smoke World Podcast. Look it up. post your pictures, what we're doing. Keep up with abreast of what's going on. Got some events coming up within the next 2 months. Shout out to the GTG. Good time, gang. If you don't know, you don't know. If you do, shout out to you guys. But I appreciate you listening. And most of all, tomorrow's not promised, people. So smoke your good cigars today. Peace.